Welcome to Medium in Our Midst on BBS Radio with your host, psychic medium, Daria Justin. Explore with her the nature of energy, spirituality, and the endless journey of the soul in the afterlife and the here and now. She'll be bringing you different topics, interesting guests, some here and some from the other side. So please relax, listen, enjoy, and expect the unexpected.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining me here on BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet and my favorite. Today is Wednesday, September 8th, and here on Medium in Our Midst, it is my heart's desire to awaken everyone to the light within you, to empower self-healing, and to remember and realize your true potential as a soul having a physical experience. And if you're listening for the first time or if you listened before, I just want to say I so appreciate being able to share this time with you. This has been a really interesting week. I actually went to a Jackson Browne concert at Monmouth University and was having a fabulous time, and I actually got to see an apparition. I'll call her an apparition because it was a woman who was standing on stage and she wasn't really there, so we'll call her an apparition, but it turned out that she was Nicolette Larson. I was able to actually identify her afterwards. So if you want to read that story, it is on my blog. You can find my information at my website, which is dariajustin.com. I also have my events listed up there, so you can keep current if you want to join my weekly newsletter, or you can find me on Facebook, or email me, souls@dariajustin.com. So we have an absolutely wonderful guest this evening, Deborah Clement, who is, I call her my astrologer extraordinaire, because that's exactly what she is. So I just want to tell you a little bit about Deborah, and we are going to be taking calls. So let me give you those call-in numbers. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756, and the three additional lines are, have a pen, pencil, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. So I'm really anxious to get Deborah on here. I just get started. So when you call in tonight, please have your time of birth, your date of birth, and your place of birth, because tonight we are going to be speaking about the soul's path in this lifetime and what your soul's purpose is. So, Deborah Clement is an internationally known astrologer. She has more than 20 years of professional experience counseling clients from all walks of life. She is an East Coast girl like myself, and she is very recognized for the accuracy of her predictive work as well as her expertise in relationship and vocational astrology. Throughout the years, Deborah has credited the science-based art as the anchor that sustained her through some very difficult times, and that's why her website is called Anchored in Astrology. From personal experience, I can tell you that Deborah is incredibly psychic and combines these talents to give you an unparalleled journey into your astrological chart, where traits can be carried from one lifetime to the next. Deborah offers private consultations. She lectures, teaches. In fact, we're going to be talking about some of her classes that are coming up. And she is the host of Anchored in Astrology, a weekly internet radio program on Contact Talk Radio. So Deborah's website is, once again, Anchored in Astrology. So with that, let me say, hi, Deborah. Good evening.
Hi, Daria. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, when you come on my show, it's like having an old friend visit. An old friend who is incredibly astute and knowledgeable and can give you all this fantastic information. Not the kind of old friend who comes and just, like, moans about everything that's happening in their life. So how lucky am I?
Well, how nice to do the show on a day of a new moon.
Oh, the new moon. Okay,
yep.
That's very exciting. So you and I had a conversation yesterday, and we were talking about one of the things I was curious about is the information that the soul brings in from other lifetimes, and then how this information, you know, goes through the astrological chart, and then kind of what we see coming up in the future. And you came up with the North and South Nodes, Now, the only thing I know about the North Node is Santa Claus at the North Pole. I don't know anything about the nodes, but you explained it really well. So why don't we chat a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, when we look at the horoscope, and it really is the blueprint, you know, for the soul. But when we talk about, you know, what is our life path, the North and South nodes, which are not planets, they're points actually in space. And the North node, well, I'll start actually with the South node. The South node in the chart, by its sign, by the house, the department of life, we call the houses it falls in, and the connections it makes to the other planets, that really tells us about what we've done in our past lives. What are the gifts that we have? What are we comfortable with? Where have we really, I'm going to say, gained our expertise? The North Node, that's the uncharted path in this lifetime. So it doesn't mean that you will have only one mission, so to speak, in this lifetime. There's mm-hmm. many lessons for the soul to learn. But the North Node is something that we signed up for and said, we're going to do something different in this lifetime. We're going to learn this lesson. And because it's so uncomfortable for us, most people, just a general statement, but from all the charts I've read, when I find someone in touch with their North Node and they're under 35, I'm amazed. 40, I'm impressed. And it's usually around 45 or so that people start to get into their North Node, and usually it's a transiting planet, something in the sky is activating the North Node, or Pluto, which is also a very spiritual planet and speaks to the soul as well, you mm-hmm. know, is activating it. But the bottom line is that we tend to live in our South Node most of our life because it's familiar, it's what uh-huh. we know how to do, and so we can be stuck there for quite a while.
Well, you know, okay, everything you just said is a perfect example of why I personally think you are absolutely a phenomenal astrologer. Because I have had, you know, I've known, and I know many wonderfully talented astrologers, but you just kick it up a notch. You just bring that other level too. Okay, because now I can associate with this, because in my work, I see past lives. I see people's, you know, the karma that they're pulling in. And for you to be able to see this in an astrology chart, this is what I think is so phenomenal. And I'm highlighting here because I think a lot of people don't understand the depth with which you get into charts and also the talent you have for explaining this to people. Because a lot of people, I think the big, you know, it's like you see your chart, okay, I have this trait, I have that trait, this is who the kind of person I get along with, these are my talents. But really this has to do with your soul, and this is what I find so exciting.
No, it is, because that's the synthesis, you know. And I'm not knocking, but you can get a book and you can read about, you know, what does the moon in Gemini mean, or what does the moon in the sixth house mean? And that is certainly going to give you some very interesting and valuable information. But it's the blending of all the planets together, because it really tells, I want to say it tells a story, but it really is that blueprint, you know, for
mm-hmm.
us. And besides the North and South nodes, and we're not going to discuss it on this show, but there's something else in detail anyway, maybe another show, but there's
mm-hmm.
something called, you know, interceptions. And for some people, if they look at that wheel, which most people look at and say, oh my God, what the heck is that? But when you look at it, there should be a different symbol, a different zodiac sign at the beginning of every single house. Some charts do not have that, like Daria Justin's and Barbara Clements, where if you look at it, you'll see the same sign. Let's say in your case, Gemini is on the sixth and seventh house. I happen to have, by coincidence, Gemini on the first and second. Those are duplicated signs, and that's also something that I believe is very karmic. It causes something known as an intercepted chart, where two signs are kind of, I don't want to say they're held hostage, but they're captured within a house. And that speaks to me, again, of soul lessons, where I really feel on the other side, people with an intercepted chart, they were the overachievers who, I'm not saying we bit off more than we could chew, Daria, but let me tell you, you know, our eyes were bigger than our stomach. Yeah. What were we thinking?
And we were probably cheering each other on, like, okay, we're both going to get this because we can both do it.
Because we are just a bomb. Yep.
Well, before we get into this even more, while you're talking about teaching, I want you to talk about your classes coming up, because anyone who has any interest in astrology, please pay attention. So why don't we just talk a little bit about you, the class you have coming up?
You know, and I'm very excited because I've been talking about teaching for, I don't know, close to a year now. I've been saying, I'm going to have classes, so it's finally happening. And the classes are, I'm teaching them online. It's a combination of teleconference, so you will hear me speaking, but it's also screen sharing. So whatever handouts I provide or I email, they're also going to be up on the computer screen. There's no software to download. It's just, you know, a website link. Because if you're going to teach astrology, especially on the beginning levels, you need to see. It's not just needing to listen. You need to see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this way they can see me point and highlight. And so right now the beginner courses are up, the foundation courses, as I call them. I have one just called Making Sense of the Horoscope Wheel, because a lot of people, you know, have actually written to me and say, I wish you'd give a class. They're not really interested in becoming astrologers or practicing astrology, but they would love to be able, when they hear, oh, there's a new moon at 15 degrees of Virgo today,
mm-hmm.
they'd like to be able to say, oh, what house is it in? And then they can go on the internet or, you know, wherever and get a lot of information. So I have one class that's just Making Sense of the Horoscope Wheel.
And when you talk about the horoscope wheel, for people who aren't familiar with that, it's a circle, and it looks like it's divided up into pieces like a pie.
And it's got all these little symbols.
Mm-hmm.
All these little symbols, but it does all mean something.
Right.
And I have the classes broken down, you know, beginning astrology and sort of advanced beginner, because some people do have some knowledge of astrology. They don't really need to start, you know, at the first basic. And I have one advanced course or intermediate, which is about the intercepted charts. And
mm-hmm.
in time to come, hopefully in the weeks to come, I will be adding, you know, other classes as well.
Oh, I can tell you, because I can see it as you're speaking, I can see people knocking your door down. And interestingly enough, I just want to share this with you, that what I'm picking up is you are going to draw to you a lot of people who are pretty well versed in astrology and really are looking for that, the high level of expertise that you bring. Not to say you won't have people who are beginners or, you know, who, but it's those people, they're going to be knocking your door down. So what I have to say to you is get ready.
I'll make sure I'm dressed.
When they come knocking. And isn't it wonderful to have the internet? It's wonderful.
It's amazing. The virtual classroom, and just I have to say the connection, one of the things I love about my work besides just the astrology and the passion is because of the internet, you know, because of being on the air. I mean, you get to meet people literally all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. They're connections that, you know, otherwise paths may not have crossed, and, you know, they would have taken longer to cross if they're meant to be. But it's great. You know, the internet certainly is, it's my social life actually as of late. No.
And I also want to tell people to sign up for your newsletter, because you put out a newsletter every week and it's chock full of lots of information about what's happening in the skies, and also your radio show, which is absolutely phenomenal. And your classes are starting when?
Oh, they're starting. The first one actually is going to start on October 9th.
Okay.
It's the weekend of October 9th or 10th, so people have time to check them out, to register. Anyone has any questions, by all means, email me at Deborah@anchoredinastrology.com, and it's D-E-B-R-A, the short, lazy way.
Mm-hmm. The short, nice way.
The short, nice way. I would say the short, lazy way. But but they can just ask any questions, and if anyone's interested in one-on-one mentoring, just send me an email for information about that.
So before we begin taking calls, which we'll do in a minute, I thought maybe you could use my North and South nodes, a condensed version, just so people understand what we're talking about here.
Okay. Well, absolutely. So
we talked about that yesterday, and it really fits. Like when I hear it, it fits. So if you just do a kind of simplified version, people will understand, and then when they call in, they know, you know, they'll know the kind of information they're getting.
No, absolutely. And I also prepared, and I mean a really brief little description of them as well to give everyone a better idea of how it works.
Okay.
You're the example,
great,
though, and I'm going
okay
to start with you because your south node is in the sign of Leo. That's the past, and it's in your eighth house. The north node in your chart is an Aquarius in the second house. Looking at the houses that it falls on, second and eighth house are money houses. And so one of the things it tells me about your soul, with the north node being the uncharted territory, the new territory, you are here, north node in Aquarius, a sign of independence in the second house, which is intercepted as well. You came in here to learn about money, about learning to stand on your own, earn your own income. In the past, not to say you necessarily lived off of everybody, Daria, but
mm-hmm,
you really did not earn your own money. You didn't have to. It came to you. But in this lifetime, the lesson is to really stand on your own. Another lesson for you, because the South Node, you're talking about an Aquarius, Leo-Aquarius, you know, pairing. Leo is about, I'm going to say the needs of the one, the self, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius is the needs of the many, and that's something else that your soul came into this life. Besides making your own living, you're going to do it by serving others, not just taking care of yourself the way you did maybe in your last lifetime or two,
mm-hmm,
but in the north, it's about humanitarianism. It's also, it's, Aquarius is metaphysical. Now, the north and south nodes have rulers, which means there's a planet that actually is connected to it. If the south node is in Leo, well, then it is ruled by your sun in Gemini, and your sun in Gemini is in the sixth house of service, and really, and literally, it is being service to others.
Mm-hmm.
And the south node, your south node, forgive me, is the sun in Gemini.
Right.
The north node is ruled by Uranus, okay, in Cancer in the seventh house. Now, that's where you're supposed to be going. It's one of the things your soul is doing. Uranus is the metaphysical. Seventh house, clients, counseling, one-on-one. It's Cancer. So to me, I'd say you're supposed to be counseling, helping people. When I say people, though, I mean families, children, but I'll say nurturing,
mm-hmm,
but not in the traditional way.
Mm-hmm. And this makes perfect sense to me because one theme that has always run very strong through my life is independence. You know, when I was 19, I was off backpacking by myself in Europe. You know, I've always, always had this independent streak, wanted to be independent. Not that I don't love having a family. I absolutely do, having relationships. But I've always had this adventurous, independent spirit. So maybe in my last lifetime, others took care of me, and this lifetime, it's about me taking care of others. And what does that create? Balance.
And also, the fact that you're supposed to be taking care of others, that Uranus in Cancer, well, Uranus happens to also be the co-ruler of your second house of income, which says to me this work that you're doing, this service, you are supposed to be earning a living from it.
Mm-hmm. And that's true, and I have to. I had to make the decision that, you know, lots of times people, well, in the beginning, people would say, well, if you're in service to others, then why are you making money? Well, I have a mortgage to pay. I have bills to pay. And it's either I work a regular job. I mean, I've owned many businesses, and then I barely had time to do this, or I have to devote all of my time to this, so therefore I have to have an income from this so that I can devote my time to it.
You see, you're much more eloquent, but my answer is usually it's very simple. The electric company will not accept my services for payment. So I have to charge, yes, I can't barter all the time, I'm sorry. So, but if you have this Leo and Aquarius, okay, with the North and South node, there's usually the theme in terms of a general sense. It really is about the needs of one versus the many. So depending on
mm-hmm.
which side, someone else in a past life may have done too much for other people, and now it's time for them to focus on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If the pairing should be, let's say, the North and South node is Gemini and Sagittarius, well, Gemini is about being logical and rational, and Sagittarius is about that leap of faith, you know, that believing in the faith, and there's your balance.
Right.
If it's Cancer and Capricorn, Cancer, of course, it's the family, it's nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn is the outside world, it's the business world. You need a balance between those. Taurus and Scorpio is money. Money,
mm-hmm.
money, money, money issues. No, it is.
Donald Trump, maybe he has.
No, people, believe it or not, with a North and South node in Taurus usually have money issues, money problems.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, it's not that great. Aries and Libra, it's learning the I, again, or learning the we, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Virgo and Pisces, they're both signs of service, but it's the difference between being of service in a healthy way and being a victim.
Uh-huh. Well,
in a nutshell,
and that was quite a nutshell. And see, this is what I mean for our listeners. I want them to understand the insight here and how that resonates with me. And it also gives, it helps you with your sense of purpose. I used to say we have a soul mission. I don't say that anymore. I say we have a purpose, because a mission kind of signifies you have one thing to do. And as you said before, our purpose, we have many things to accomplish. And it kind of points us in the right direction, like this is the direction you need to go in, and hopefully the path stays clear. So I heard a beep. Are you ready to take a caller?
I certainly am.
Okay. So good evening, caller. May I ask who's on the line, please? Okay. I guess they're no longer there.
Hello there.
Hi there. Who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee. How are you this evening?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Okay.
Oh, Long Island. How are you?
Good, Deborah, and you?
I'm good. I know, Marilee. You were born in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, I was.
How are you? Okay, so Marilee, I just, July 6th, 1960, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, boy, you got it all there, huh?
No, you're in my database, hon. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Once you go in there, you don't come out. 3:45 p.m. Okay, you're curious about your north and south nodes.
Yes.
Okay, it's interesting. I always say it's interesting because it's always interesting to me. The houses they fall across are the fourth and the tenth houses, which tells me in this lifetime an issue for you in terms of, I'm going to say, the balance. It is between the family and the career. What you are supposed to be doing in this life, where you're headed, is the career. You're comfortable in the home, in the nurturing, or I'm going to even say, because it's beneath the horizon, sort of below the radar, the north node in the 10th house is saying you're supposed to get out there. You're supposed to be a presence. It's supposed to be a career. The signs, though, that they fall in are Virgo and Pisces. Pisces is your past. You know, you've had that faith, and maybe you've given too much. Virgo, it is a little bit to do with being a little more practical in this lifetime, a little bit more rational, all right? But also what it's telling me is that in Virgo, it's also about being of service. In a past life, as I said, you may have given too much of yourself, but to the point where you were taken advantage. So this north node in Virgo in the 10th says you're supposed to make a career, and you are supposed to establish some boundaries and satisfy your own, you know, your own goals and your own objectives. You know, as well, your north node in Virgo is ruled in your chart. I want to say this. Let's see. Let me find your Mercury. By your Mercury in Cancer in the ninth house. So what's connected with this particular career or this path? Ninth house has to do with, it's a people-oriented house. It is sales. Okay, it could be anything to do with sales. It's in the sign of Cancer, which is actually a money sign besides a family sign. I know it's not really known for that, but let me tell you, Cancers usually have a pretty healthy bank account there. But it's in Mercury in Cancer in the ninth house. It's higher education. Have you ever, I'm just curious, it's not to say this is your only path, but have you ever done any teaching?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, could I interrupt just for a minute?
Go ahead.
Because I am getting this really big art vibe. That if you were considering teaching, or if you were considering working with something that has to do with art, I'm getting a really big vibe that way, because to me, I feel like you've been hiding your light under a bushel, and you need to shine. And I feel like it has something to do with art. Okay, Deborah, take it away.
There's a strong creativity to your chart. There's also a strong, I'm going to say, psychic or intuitive ability to your chart as well. as a, just, you know, as an aside here, but that Mercury being in Cancer in the ninth house, it's also connected with anything to do with that international or foreign in any way, anything that's at a distance. And I don't know if the work you've done or the work you're going to do is going to be involved in anything that has to do with international, you know, international assets or international people as clientele. It may come into your life.
Well, we
does that make any sense to you,
Marilee? You know, I thought about it. You know, I'm trying to make a go out of day trading, and I said to myself, well, you know, as soon as I learn this, this is going to be something great to teach women who need to work out of the house.
Okay.
So that's my ultimate goal. I would like
it's teaching, and Mercury is in Cancer, and Cancer generally speaks to women and families.
Women, yeah.
You know,
women who, this would be something great for women to make money out of the house.
You know, and I want to just say one thing about Marilee, because you've gotten involved in this in the past few years, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, so she was over 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes time, and it's usually a transit, you know, that comes along and really gets us going. But that it is ruled by that.
But I'm
Mercury
so done with being out in the career in the spotlight, though. I've had two careers out in the public. I'm done with it.
Well, Pluto
I'm
in the 10th house and Leo ruling, you know, you were comfortable there. But as far as one of the things that your soul is going to accomplish, that wasn't, like I say, it's new, it's unfamiliar, it's uncharted. It is connected to that Mercury in the 9th house, which is connected, like I say, to teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things, it's also connected to your 8th house. It's a psychic house. It's also a financial house. But the teaching,
you know, I've always
is something,
been in finance.
Yeah, and the teaching, you know, your career is connected there. Your 10th house ruler is in the 8th house. But in terms of the teaching, that's something that you haven't done yet. That you're, and that's where you're being led to go.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of like thinking outside the box, too, because what I'm seeing is I'm seeing art prints. You know, like you go into a store and you see framed artwork, and they could be prints of famous artists from, you know,
long
ago.
Do you see a lot of lines with it? Because I look at charts all the day. You know, there could be, you know, like graphic lines.
No. Graphic lines?
Like stock charts.
No, that this to me, it doesn't feel like it has. When I say it doesn't feel like it has anything to do with numbers, I feel like it has more to do with visual. I'm actually seeing something that looks like import-export, but to me it feels like I'm definitely getting this art connection. I see pictures. I see images. I see graphic art. You know, there would be some numbers involved, but to me it does not feel like it has anything to do with charts. To me it feels like moving off into a different direction. You know, what I would say is, I'm also getting December, the month of December, as being significant, that there might be something coming up or a change happening, and it's like the time frame for November and December. And I'm hearing, like, if at first you don't succeed, try again, that kind of adage. But they're telling me think outside the box. I actually see this metaphor of you sticking your toe into the water and you don't want to go in because it's cold. And to me, it doesn't feel like it. You have to be in the spotlight. It feels like this is something you could do out of your house, or you could do out of an office, or, you know, or not being surrounded by lots of people. But you also could have offshoots. You could have offshoots where you would have other people working with you or working for you. I'm not quite sure how that would manifest itself. But if you are open, then it could come to you. What is
something.
The April connection for you?
I had a sister who was born in April who passed.
She's passed? Okay, because I'm getting this April connection. And there's also someone with a name like Kathy. I get this K-sounding name. Kathy?
Kaylee?
Karen?
My daughter's name is Kaylee.
Who?
Kaylee.
Oh, okay. It's that K-sounding name, Kaylee. And who is Kaylee?
It's my daughter.
Oh, your daughter. Okay. She might just be bringing that up.
Well, my mother-in-law who passed, his name is Kay.
Okay, thank you. That works better for me, because just what they do is they're just jumping in to let you know that they're around you. Actually, I feel like she's jumping up and down, like she finally has this connection. She's finally made this connection.
Oh, really?
I also feel like you've kind of felt like you would be, you've got this burden going on, that you've kind of had to carry the weight, or some, or this burden. And you really, it's about letting go of the burden and kind of freeing yourself and doing something that really makes you happy and brings you joy. And I'm going to stop now, because this is supposed to be about the North and South nodes.
Okay.
No, that's okay, but
well,
I want to add
I'm
one thing.
I'm glad my mother-in-law came in. I'm glad my mother-in-law came to say hello.
Okay.
Well, listen, I want to just
add
one thing
so
to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Deborah, as
wait,
always.
Wait,
Deborah,
wait, Mary,
I want to add
one
more
thing,
because I see it, so
okay.
let me share it. Your fourth house rule, you have Aquarius on your fourth house, which is the home. Its ruler is Uranus. It's right up there in your ninth house. The rule of the fourth and the ninth, you know, there's different meanings for it, but in terms of teaching, as a ninth house being a house of teaching, Uranus is connected to the Internet. So I'm going to say to you, if you do any teaching, do consider an online forum.
Definitely.
It also speaks to working from your home and anything to doing with a computer, which I'm going to assume the work that you do is done on computer.
Yes. Exactly.
You have good transits coming up next year from Jupiter, activating that ninth house, activating the career house. Next year, it's a year of growth and expansion for you. So take a deep breath and go.
Yeah, take a deep breath, hold your nose, and jump in.
Well, thank you so much, Daria, and
you're
Deborah,
welcome.
As always. I appreciate it. Great shows.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye. Wow. That's a lot of information for somebody to absorb. And I also want to remind anyone listening that the shows are archived. My archives are free. So if you have had a reading on air, you could always go back. It's usually the next day that they come up, but you can go back and you can listen in. So that way you can kind of rehear everything. Okay. We have another caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to,
Hi.
Please?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to, please?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. Where are you calling from?
Hi. From New Jersey.
Oh, from New Jersey. Okay. So do you have your birth information for Deborah?
Yes. Birth date is October 30th, 1974.
Okay. Hold on here. Let me get that in. October 30th, 1974. Okay.
Yes.
And what time were you born?
8:30 a.m.
Okay. And where were you born?
In Bayonne, New Jersey.
Okay. That's easy to spell. I love it.
Bayonne, New Jersey.
My neighbor. Well, really, your neighbor, Daria. But
oh, I used to love going to the boys' high school in Bayonne. I forget what Marist. We used to go to dance
Marist.
With Marist.
It's girls and boys now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the times they are a changing.
Yes, they are.
Okay. So, all right, Lori, your North Node is in Sagittarius. It's in your first house. Your south node is in Gemini in your seventh house. Just looking at that, what it tells me, the past, where you've got expertise, logical, being rational, really kind of show me. I want to put it that way. In this lifetime, it's more to be into the spiritual, into faith, into taking the leaps of faith. The first and the seventh house, the south node is in the seventh. The relationships, you've done that in the past lives. In this lifetime, you may find that it is that they're very important to you. You may still put a lot of effort into them because that's where you're comfortable. But the lesson is about independence in this lifetime. Not to say that you're supposed to be single, stay single, or anything like that. But it really is about having freedom, having independence. Your North Node, it's a little bit wide, but it is very close. It's close enough to Neptune that I want to say to you, that brings in spirituality and to the point of where there can be a very strong intuition. Do you feel that you have a good intuition?
I do.
Yeah, because
absolutely.
I mean, I would look at the chart, and I absolutely think you do. But I always like to ask because sometimes people haven't really recognized that yet. But you have a very strong intuition, and the fact that Neptune is connected to the North Node tells me that in this lifetime, it's part of the independence, but it's also it's spiritually based in terms of having that leap of faith. Do you do any kind? I'm just curious. Do you do any kind of work in the healing professions at all?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Nothing to do with counseling.
No.
Okay, because I just want to say to you that you've got, I'm going to tell you, you've got talent and you've got ability for that. Your North Node is ruled by Jupiter in Pisces, which is in your third house. And looking at that ruler, and I just want to see the connections that it's making in your chart as well, besides telling it's very, very well aspected, really well aspected. Jupiter makes a very nice aspect trine actually to yours. You have a very nice Sun-Venus conjunction. Let me ask you, do you have any interest in anything that I'm going to use? I'm going to be broad here and say the creative or dramatic arts?
Not particularly, no.
How old are you here? I'm looking 1974. She's young. I'm not being patronizing, I swear, I really not. But you're only in your 30s. In the years to come, I do think it could possibly be writing because that Jupiter is in that third house, but it can also be anything that has to do with drama or even something actually artistic. You've got a packed 11th house, and that's a very strong emphasis in your life, which tends to be humanitarian work, charitable work, you know, sometimes even political, to be quite honest with you. But in terms of where you are going to, the soul, one of the things the soul signed up for, as I said, it's about learning to be independent, to be on your own, to make your own decisions. Not to be codependent. It's not, like I say, it's not to be in, you'll be in a relationship, but it's about not being codependent. And because of the North Node conjunct Neptune, very often when I see that, it's someone who in the lifetime ends up doing work that either heals or somehow serves or counsels or helps other people. It may be something you're going to do, I'm going to say to you, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because the North Node, and I'll say this again, usually over 40, closer to 45 when people start to get in touch with it.
And that's a good point. That's a good point for people to understand that sometimes, you know, we tend to think of things, everything being right now in the moment. But I guess if you look at the overview, right, the overview of the chart and the overview of your lifetime, it's kind of, it's actually plotted out.
No, and, you know, from my own experience, I have to say I had my chart read, like, and I was around, I guess, 20 or 22, and, you know, and some of it really resonated with me. But, I mean, I was told my careers, my, you know, what I would go into, I was told I would teach, I would go into law. And real estate. And I'm going to tell you, I was a secretary back then. I would not work for attorneys because I despised them so much. And, I mean, the long story short is I graduated law school at 40, and I did work in real estate before, and I ended up working in real estate law for a while, and I also taught. So, you know, I got there, and I looked back, and at the time, I mean, I thought, oh, God, they don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Well, what I'm picking up for you, Lori, is I'm definitely picking up a connection to children. Do you have any children yet?
Yes.
Okay, because I get this connection to children, and when Deborah talked about the creativity, what I saw was children's drama. It wouldn't surprise me if you actually, at some point, put plays on or in charge of school plays. If you got involved with being involved in the PTA, but it definitely feels to me like it's creative. And I also saw there's someone around you. I get the name Rosie,
yeah.
And I also see. I feel like. I see someone who's a nurse or an assistant, but it makes me feel like it has to do with pediatrician, like a pediatrician. Does that make any sense to you? Do you know the Rosie?
That's my daughter. My daughter is Rosie.
Oh, your daughter is Rosie. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is your daughter old enough to be in school plays yet?
Yeah, she is. She is very creative. Very okay. creative. She writes books. She draws. She has probably like 10 composition books filled with just stories that she writes.
Wow. So maybe what you can do is, and I'm serious here, maybe you can take one of these stories and actually make it into a little play and create
some
kind of a drama club.
They act it out at all times. They're always doing that.
Yeah, make like a little drama club at school.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because I will tell you something, it's very strong. It's funny, it's very strong in your chart to me. So that's why I thought maybe something maybe you wanted to do at some point in your life. I think creative or dramatic. And your daughter in your chart, because I can see her as I look at the fifth house, and the connection is to Venus and the Sun, which are also part of that creative dramatic arts. Uranus is involved in there too, as well as Mercury. There's writing ability. She's not a little talented. I want to say she's gifted, and I think she's got unique. Yeah, I think she's a gifted child. Your daughter's screaming to me from this chart. Her part I'm reading very well.
Yeah,
but
she's very intuitive herself.
She's very gifted.
She also is very, very.
I wouldn't
very
be surprised
spiritual.
If she actually sat there and spoke to people who weren't there, because that's what I'm picking up. Do you know what? Oh my gosh, she is actually channeling. She's channeling. Authors. She is actually channeling, like the stuff that she writes is being channeled to her. Okay?
Wow.
So it wouldn't surprise me, or it shouldn't surprise you if a lot of it might be put in her framework of whatever age she is, but the concept behind it is actually being channeled to her. There's actually a group. She's working with a group of souls who love to write and perform, and it kind of reminds me of Shakespeare, okay? The other thing that I was connecting with when Deborah was speaking is it's making me feel like through your daughter and helping her, you're going to be a late bloomer.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Deborah?
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense to me too, because I could look at the chart and you've got Virgo in your 10th house of career. Virgo is ruled by Mercury. It's always more than one career. Even it's not quite like Gemini. It's not quite as versatile. It's a little bit more focused, but there's usually more than one thing going on in the life. But that 11th house very strongly speaks to I'm going to say that humanitarian type of work or charity. It doesn't mean that you're going to be working for a charity per se, but helping, doing something of service to other people. It could be, volunteering at a pet shelter, but there's something that's in your chart. But the Jupiter is really connected to your north node and the soul, and it squares that Neptune. There's a strong connection. Jupiter, very often, it's publishing, it's teaching. It's in the third house, which is writing. It's also a house of education. But I just feel that you have a creative talent there as well that I just think you have not, you haven't tapped into it yet.
The volunteering part, I do have that in me. I have like a very strong connection. My daughter had surgery a few years ago, and I always say to myself, I have to pay the bills, so I have to go to work every day. But if I ever, I would definitely give back to the hospital and the doctors and the research that kind of.
Oh, I see.
Her life. So
that's why
that's
I was seeing
me.
The pediatricians. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Lori, for calling in.
Thank you.
I hope that was a lot of insight and that helped you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye
Have
now.
A good night.
Huh.
Very interesting.
It is. It's so interesting, isn't it? Okay, take a breather here, and we're going to take another call. And who do I have on the line?
Hi, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Okay.
Where are you calling from, please?
I'm outside of Philly.
Outside of Philly. Okay, a Pennsylvania girl. If you would like to give Deborah your information.
I'm ready.
My birthday is 9/18/53.
Okay, got it. The time?
That I'm not sure about. I think it's somewhere in the evening.
Okay. Actually, I can do something with this anyway. Where were you born?
Philly.
Philadelphia. I was there once many, many, many more years than I want to remember, but I went to Philadelphia.
Oh, I used to go to Philadelphia all the time when I had my art gallery. I used to go to the convention center for the art shows, and, oh, I loved it. Loved it.
Okay, you know what I did? Because we don't have your time of birth, I set up what we call as a solar chart, which I placed the sun on the ascendant. Regardless, even though I don't know natally where your houses fall, what I can tell you is I can look at this north and south node, and very much like Daria, you have the north node in Aquarius and the south node in Leo. So, again, you know, if you listen back to the show when I was talking about Daria, some of that's going to apply to you. In the past life, not to say you were selfish, but you took care of yourself very, very much. In this lifetime, it's more about caring for the needs of the many versus the needs of the one or the few.
Mm-hmm.
So in this lifetime, it's more about giving to others and being more concerned for others, not being as self-interested. That
yes.
North node is ruled by Uranus in Cancer. This is a similar here generation. And I want to look at the aspects. You have got such a busy chart. I'm looking, oh, my goodness, to see what's going on. You've got a lot going on here, and I just want to see the contacts to the planets. You have an opposition between Uranus and the moon in your chart. In the solar chart, it would be between the 4th and the 10th house. But that Moon-Uranus opposition speaks to me that in terms of what you're doing here, it involves women, it involves families. Have you ever been drawn to any kind of advocacy work?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay, because I'm looking without the time of birth. I don't have the houses to help me out here, but I'm looking at the aspects, and that's why I would ask you if you had any interest or any time, because by this point in your life, I think you would be feeling it, let me put it that way, to some kind of advocacy work or working on anything to do with, really, I would say with women, again, women, children, or families.
It's interesting, too, that whenever we do shows, themes always come up because it's energy. It's the energy. I think the energy kind of piggybacks on each other, and these themes come up.
No, it does. It absolutely does. And I'm just looking to see something else that's going on. So this is where when we don't have the time of the birth, this is where we lose a lot of the information. But I want to just mention one thing to you since I'm looking at your chart. You've got a Venus-Pluto conjunction in the sign in Leo, and it's a lot. Very often, what that signifies is a couple of different things, but sometimes it's also a very powerful aspect in terms of you love passionately. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing lukewarm about you. You're in it, or it's a relationship. You're in it, or you're out of it. There's no, you know, nobody wonders where they stand with you, but it's usually very strong for creative talent, creative ability. Sometimes it's also very intuitive. And so I'm just throwing that out to you and just asking if any of that relates to you.
The intuitive, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's very, it's exact. Both planets are 23 degrees of Leo. It is really, it's close. It's very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
And your Neptune is also pretty active in your chart as well, which speaks to me again of having, you know, intuitive ability. It trines Jupiter, which says to me it's not like a little bit, it's a lot. Do you have very vivid dreams, or does information come to you ever through your dreams?
Sometimes they're very vivid, but not necessarily. They don't apply to anything that I can tell.
I have to tell you here, I have to agree with Deborah on this, Robin. Your psychic ability is screaming out at me. It's absolutely screaming out at me. And I don't know if there's any fear about this involved.
But you
definitely have this. They're also showing me, I don't know if you sing or if you do anything with music, because I'm seeing Janis Joplin, or maybe you, I don't know, you have her poster on the wall. I don't know what that means, but I'm seeing Janis Joplin. Does that mean anything for you?
I love her music.
Okay. So Deborah, if this intuitive ability that she has,
mm-hmm.
or this psychic ability that she has, and when you look at the chart, is that something that you feel is is really coming into fruition now, or it's already
here? I think part of your issue, Robin, your Saturn, in your chart, Saturn is conjunct Neptune. Saturn speaks to our doubt, and that's what I would think that your issue is, that on some level, and maybe you could do a little soul searching on this, there's a self-doubt. Sometimes it's like, you know, who am I to think I'm that I'm as good as I am, or I'm as good as I think I am? But Saturn can cause a lot of self-doubt because it is connected there. But no, transit-wise, Neptune has recently, by Neptune's presence in the sky, it created a grand trine. The entire month of November, middle of October through November, with the help of transiting Neptune, you're going to have a grand trine going on with that Neptune, Jupiter, and Saturn. Very spiritual, it's a great time to develop, to meditate, to do anything to develop your spiritual gifts. It will be easier. It's a good time to help them blossom.
Okay, yeah, definitely a crowning time for you, because as Deborah is speaking, I'm seeing you, this is funny, but this is what I say, I'm seeing you walking up to a throne and sitting down, and they're actually putting the robes on you and they're putting the crown on you.
Wow.
It reminds me of that show Queen for a Day.
Yeah, I'm trying to develop them, but I feel like I'm blocked.
Okay, so let me just interject here for a minute, okay? It comes with practice, and I know exactly how you feel because I felt that way one time myself. So what you need to do is meditate. Do you do any meditation?
I try really hard, but it makes me nauseous.
It makes you nauseous. We don't want to do that. Okay, a very simple way for you to meditate is to sit down the same time, same place, every day, 5 minutes, that's all. Just put yourself in the most beautiful place you can think of. Anytime a thought comes floating in like, oh, I have to go to the store, just push it away, bring yourself back to the place that you want to be. Try to imagine every detail, whether it's the ocean, the forest, the beach, the city, I don't care, wherever that is. Put yourself there, take a few deep breaths, try to imagine every detail, and just be patient. One day you'll find that 10, 15 minutes have passed. You have no recollection of time passing, but guess what? You have refreshed your soul. You have relaxed your body, and this is the way that you connect. That this is the way that you can put things together, okay? Once that starts happening, then you can ask your guides, whoever I'm supposed to come in contact with, whoever needs my help, please put them in front of me and let me know that they need my help so that I can actually give it.
You know, I want to add one thing quickly because I'm noticing the clock here. But, Robin, from last year, from October, November through the current time, on and off transiting Saturn has been conjuncting your Mercury, which means same sign, same degree. It has been, when Saturn conjuncts our Mercury, our mental powers, our concentration, it's a tough time. It can be limiting. It can be blocking. By October 1st, this influence will be finished for you, and from there forward, I think things will get easier for you.
Okay.
Really
so
good.
Thank you so much, Robin, for calling in. Keep the faith. Keep meditating, and believe me, you will get there. Those blocks will fall away. They will fall away.
Oh.
Okay?
And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. You know, and I want to remind our listeners, too, that this is just a small snapshot. When Deborah did my chart, there are different charts that you can, there's different astrology readings that you can ask for, career, relationship, but I wanted my whole chart done, and it's a 2-hour, I have 2 hours worth of information. It's absolutely fascinating because I look at it now, when I listen to that, because Deborah actually records it for you. When I listen to what you told me, it's like, and I feel this incredible energy around me, I can look at it and say, oh wow, I understand this is happening. You know, these are the time frames. There's so much energy around me today that I was doing a reading for a couple here in my living room that when I tell you, when I kept hitting upon this one point that the soul wanted me to make, and it kind of wasn't getting through to the other person, and when I said, okay, you have to trust your own soul, but from my perspective, this is what I'm getting. He literally, I say he, the soul, literally knocked the wind chimes that I have stuck on my door for the past 8 years, knocked them down. So this is the kind of energy I have around me, but I understand what's happening because I listen to your
No, and the difference, too, is when I do a reading before I meet with a client, I put in a lot of time beforehand. So when you're taking a chart on the air and we're looking at it and there's no prep, you know, sometimes, and I'll say there are times I see it right away. Sometimes, you know, don't see it quite
right.
as clearly.
Right.
But it's, but I'm blessed to be able to do work that I love.
That, and what more could you ask for? If you have a passion for something, you will absolutely love it. So once again, Deborah's website is anchoredinastrology.com. Please take a look. There's so much information there. Sign up for her newsletter. Take a look at the classes in case you have any interest. And I want to thank you so much, Deborah. I actually have a great quote that I think you'll love tonight. My quote, I love to end my shows with a quote. The quote is, "Escrito sulle stelle," and that is Italian for "it is written on the stars." So thank you, everyone, so much for being here this evening with me. Thank you, Deborah. My guest next week is Rhonda Homan, who is an amazing soul reader herself. So good night, everyone, and until next week, I wish you grace and peace always.